you already know what time it is. This is the DSA podcast. We are the Dirty South Affiliates. I'm your boy Shaw.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Teddy.
Yes, Lord. It's your country cousin L Boogie. Baby, what's happening? Teddy, don't roll your eyes like that. I thought
it was going
to be. I'm here with this negativity. Y'all see what's going on, right?
I did not roll my eyes.
Y'all see what's going on, right? Okay.
I just blinked.
Okay. Shoot, they call it now. Blink.
I didn't believe. I didn't
know. And this is a podcast where everything and anything can be talked about. What's happening? You got a little
cool.
My voice is
kind
of gone, y'all.
Who you been yelling at?
No way. No bow.
No chill.
Let's do it.
I ain't yelling at no chill.
Let's do it.
Let's do it in your time.
And on today, you know what I'm saying? First of all, shout out to everybody on Instagram that's been kicking it, sending comments, all that type of stuff. Shout out to y'all. Let's get into it, man. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got a topic with another slang rapper. We got a topic about a rapper who just be saying some crazy shit. So we got a lot of
stuff. Is this some crazy shit? We going to find out.
Let's just jump into it.
Let do.
Y'all know, over the past week, the hip-hop artist Takeoff, member of the group Migos, was shot and killed in Houston. And we're going to send a big R.I.P. out of his family and our closest. But what I want to talk about, it ain't so much about what happened. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, it's so many versions of what happened.
Right.
I want to talk more about what happens after, right? So, all of that happened, and immediately pictures and videos of the incident pop up on social media. So my question is, have we done got so desensitized that we just now put this stuff out? Like, mind you, this stuff hit the internet before his family probably could be even told.
Contact.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, are we, like, is we that fucked up?
Yeah. Yeah, brainwashed like a motherfucker.
We are fucked up.
Yeah.
If people feel like everything is supposed to be on social media now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because social media exists.
Yeah.
They feel like everything's supposed to be on there. Nobody. If you are heavy on social media, 9 times out of 10, you ain't really got that much of a power life on there.
You
ain't really like the influencers and shit. You know, a lot of them motherfuckers 24/7 with whatever, what's going on, filming.
Now, I chose to talk about it because I saw an exchange on Twitter about, you know how people leave a comment and boom, there you go.
And take off.
Boy, it's back and forth. So, the exchange was, how come, he just like, how come nobody used their phone to call 911 instead of sitting there filming everybody?
Because they figured somebody else called them.
One other dude was like, dude, we live in an age where you see a celebrity, you got the means to put that celebrity in your phone forever. He like, why would people do that? But that was his exchange started. Like, why is that
in your phone?
Why that in your phone?
Exactly. Like, why is that? Because I don't want to film nobody dead. You feel
me? I mean,
just imagine we had cameras and we filmed what we experienced at the gym.
Oh no, I couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
I wanna, like, even now I don't pick up my phone. Like, times when you're supposed to be recording shit,
yeah.
I don't pick up my phone.
Me either. I don't even think that is not the first thing that comes to my mind.
Bro, locked in.
But I do know some people that is the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah,
instantly. Bro,
instantly they.
We were at Disney. And we walking through, we go in, we walking through, and not one time in my head did it say, shut up,
who you phone out,
man? Family, your children, enjoy the bedtime of their damn life. It took
now,
me.
Now, something like that, I probably will.
I wasn't thinking about it, though, because I'm, like,
you
looking around, and I'm enjoying the
shit.
You
in the moment, you enjoying the shit.
Yeah.
And you probably like me, thinking, shit, me and my boy enjoying this shit. Like,
you
if I'm with my son,
like,
shit,
I'm
me and my boy, he enjoying
shit,
this shit. So he probably like, she,
I'm just in the
with the kids enjoying this shit, like, I'm loving this shit. Yeah.
Like, soon really we get out, a parade start, and then when it clicked in my head, like, oh,
nigga,
shit.
You at this?
Yeah. Hold on,
get your
shit.
Camera.
Then when it clicked, though, I was like, You done been there for about 25
hey,
minutes.
Hey, man. Hey, you here? You here? Get camera. See what you going
doing?
On.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't understand how people can see something like that. So tragic happening, Jed.
It's the
error, instantly recorded.
Because we wasn't.
Now, I'm surprised they ahead. Didn't record the dice game. Why didn't you record the dice game?
I'm like, you never record what happens leading up to the tragic part. You feel me? But
cause that's when they're like,
I think it exists though. I got a lot of opinions on what, why, I do, but I ain't gonna get in there.
You wanna shoot dice that bad?
You know what? Them niggas that they shooting dice with, though, dog, supposed to be your people, like.
But still.
They're what they do. Them niggas did it before they got money. They gonna do it like that when they get money. You feel me? But the whole thing is,
I know.
It's a lot of high profile people right there shooting dice, though. You feel me? Like, for something like
that
to
happen. And why is the bowling alley allowing this shit?
Everybody didn't know. They wanted outside of the bowling alley. They rented that bowling alley out.
Yeah,
it was a Halloween
party.
So it was like a little private party.
Okay. Yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I'm like, wait a minute. Hey, bro. I get it. I know who y'all are, but. I don't, all due respect, bro. Y'all can't do that here. Y'all got to go.
You got to look at the people that's involved, too, though, bro.
I get it.
It's like Quavo and Jad Prince Jr. I'm like, shit, ain't too many places going to refuse the son of Jay Prince. Like, nigga, I ain't never been to Houston, but I hear some nigga own that motherfucker. You feel me? They ain't been down there so long. You feel me? But
run it,
they rented the place out. But my thing is, all the people around, like, videotaping and shit. Like, when gunshots pop off, I ain't trying to film shit.
Right.
Hell no.
They're filming shit dead. I'm gone, bro.
It's crazy, bro. You have a room be filming and running.
The footage TMZ put out, right? The person filming, but it's almost like they holding the camera by their side like this instead of like this because you can only see angles going up. You feel me? I'm like, why the fuck they filming so low? Like, they holding the camera like this. Like, you trying to hide yourself filming? You feel me? And then the shit pop off, and shit popping off, but the goddamn camera still motherfucking filming. Like, now who is this jackass?
Right. Can't see shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, still filming, and then they go on to after everybody done cleared out. They walk over there and they filming.
He is my issue.
And it's people on camera filming. It's other people standing there filming. I'm like, what are
you
doing?
If you don't record anything, get fucking good footage so we can see this shit, man. Like, don't have a camera all goddamn.
Be looking at somebody's jeans.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you go from jeans to the ceiling.
Then you go to the crime scene.
And then you get to the crime scene. By the time you get to the crime scene, they wrapping that shit up. Come on, man.
I hated that, though.
If you don't record, be a good recorder.
They put that shit out on social media. I got off work, and I was asleep for like an hour, 2 hours, and I just woke up. I roll up, see what time it is, and see the news feed. And I'm like, bro, I've been asleep 2 hours, and this nigga done got shot and killed. You feel me? But that shit was all over, like, pictures and...
Man, that shit
I'm
was
like,
crazy.
It was on every video. I'm like, why we do shit like
that? That shit be crazy.
Why do we do shit like that, bro? Like, damn, like, that man ain't got a mom, or he ain't got siblings.
Family.
You feel me?
Some reason when someone
died,
people just put it on Facebook. Facts. They just put it on
Facebook. Man, why?
Why?
No, I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, but you got
you
goddamn
ain't
camera.
Never ready for this because you ain't gonna know when the shit gonna happen.
But you got
but
camera.
You got your goddamn camera. You ready for that?
You ready for something though?
You ready for that?
That what made that part of my experience though, because I feel like whoever filmed that shit knew. Some shit was finna pop off. You feel?
Probably did.
So why is you filming?
He probably trying to film an argument they were getting into.
he probably would. Mm-hmm. And he just stuck with it. But I would probably drop my goddamn phone while I took off running so far. You know what I'm saying? But I just hate that, like, why we gotta film everything. Everything gotta be filmed. Like, when people go in for childbirth and the dude be like, come on, baby! This people, that shit right there, buddy. I don't wanna see that shit. I do not wanna see that shit. Why would you film that though?
That's go back and watch that shit.
Bro, that's got
then when your child get by 12
and 13. Then if someone do be in there like this, come on, push, baby, push. There it is. There's a man. There's a head.
Come on, son. Let me show you how you came. Right. Let me show you how you came in this world. Sit down right
here. You sitting there filming something that you normally see me about this big. That motherfucker always has to do like this.
Me, this man, like a motherfucker, man, we need to stop that, though. Yeah, we don't need to be filming for real. Yeah, I feel like we need to stop fucking killing each other, just all together, man. Like, I don't care how many times we say that, why the fuck y'all niggas don't know how to fight? It's not gonna stop, cause everybody got a gun. Everybody got a gun, can't throw a punch.
Nigga look at it like, why would I fight when I can't shoot a nigga?
So you rather take two lives away.
Yep. I'd rather go ahead and shoot a nigga. Ain't right up. Take me cowards. Off this guy.
I call them cowards.
I don't understand this shit. That shit.
If you gotta pull your gun first just cause you got it, you're a coward to me. But I put this motherfucker down and square up with your ass. I don't care how small
it is. Back in the Western days, you got into an argument, you go out in the streets and sell it. Before you get a chance, both gonna pull that thing out of
him. Exactly. Everybody who gonna be quitting. Right. Me and you, what the hell?
Yeah,
we can talk about it.
Oh, this yeah. Town ain't big enough for the both.
Right.
Now challenge you to it, dude.
Shit that weird, the shit that weird about this shit is these niggas just shoot
anywhere.
They don't give a fuck. I'll shoot. I think I'm shooting at him, but nigga, you done hit 4-5 people. You ain't hit damn nigga. You been going for?
That's why now I don't give a damn where I go. Baby girl with me. Baby girl, you with me?
Well, you gotta be like this.
I don't care, bro. Like, I know I don't bother nobody.
But see, I don't eliminate the places that
I don't go in the places that, you know, I don't go to areas that, but still, anything can happen at any given time, at any goddamn way.
Shit can pop off at Walmart.
Exactly.
Shit can pop off at Walmart.
You on the other side of the damn store. That shit gonna pop off over there in
front of you. Whoever the hell keep filming these damn Walmart fights, just stop. We know Walmart. we know Walmart. Country
we know
that's
the ring.
Yeah, we get it. We gotta keep filming Walmart fights. Last 2 weeks, I haven't seen hella Walmart.
Walmart really? Has become the black folks mall.
Like, I saw one right over here in Morrow. The one in, yeah, that Walmart in Morrow. They fight like a motherfucker in that bitch. I'm talking about, they tore that front goddamn.
I remember we went to,
they tore that bitch up.
Where were we? Where were we? It was in Panama. Walmart. Not Panama, but I'm sorry, Destin. We stayed in Destin for the whole time. But Walmart in Destin, man, we on the other side of the store. The section where you're trying to get swim shoes and shit
like that.
We on that side. Whole other goddamn side of the store, the produce.
That shit going different.
That shit was so loud. That shit was so loud. My son tapped me. He said, Dad, you hear that?
I don't know if that's the world, just it's just hospital or whatnot. I almost seen a fight at Planet Fitness the other day.
But yeah, they gonna kick your ass out that damn.
No, she said she almost saw one.
Oh, you say you almost saw one? I thought you said you was in one. I'm like, wait. I'm like, they already mad with it's videos.
It's the worst
and
place
shit.
To get into a fight at. You can pick up any goddamn thing
and knock your ass
out. All that shit in there did.
Ted ain't out with
all of it.
Have you seen her video?
Hey. Oh, yeah.
She lit. Anybody gonna run
I ain't gonna need like French
eyes. They gonna run up on a nigga with muscles.
Oh, shit.
I sleep in gentleman wise. I ain't sleeping there right now. I'll get there right now.
For real, though.
Hey, but you're right, though. People just. I seen one of my young niggas go off at work, snatch a motherfucker up by the throat at work. And I was just like, what is so hostile that you gotta do that to jobs, bro? What is going on?
You could at least keep your job.
That one of our young boys, I tell you after you said
damn.
Just snap.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if the
brother
just hunts right now or what.
And I'm just like, sitting there and I'm like, now why did you just snap like that?
You couldn't just anything.
And then with him and the girl though. And I'm like, y'all just couldn't wait till y'all lunch break and you just could have snapped that bitch up in the BB. Y'all wasn't even gay before. You feel me?
But if
you do it around all these people,
why you gotta put your hand on females?
Niggas is ruthless, boy.
But like, at the same time, why you gotta put your hand on the male?
Y'all saw, y'all didn't see that clip on Instagram. I don't know, it looked like it was in another country, right? And the white lady was sitting at the bar, she was talking shit to the big ass dude, talking shit. No. She walked over there and slapped that nigga. That nigga
slapped shit.
But she flew back so far though, it like some movie type shit.
Hey.
I was like, yeah.
I saw that shit, bro.
But then hey, I was like,
she
he wasn't even fucking with you though.
She ran back at
that to him.
Like she gave him a good one too. Bow. And you could tell the way he ran back, bitch, bow, not the shit.
Said one little
dumb.
She came off her feet and said she flew into another nigga.
What she thought he was
I don't know why these motherfuckers think they entitled to put their hand on somebody.
I don't know. And I was sitting there at first. I was like,
that
oh,
shit
will
get you
fucked
up.
Then I like, you know what? You shouldn't have slapped that man.
I'm
like,
that type of person.
I know, bro.
I think anybody that's
seen that shit.
I've
seen you do that shit.
What?
I seen a nigga fight and it just be over. Your hand got too close to it, fade.
Your
hand right here, he gonna fight you. You gonna have to fight him.
Don't do that.
By the way, I'm just gonna.
You're the first on the spade. We finna go. Don't do that.
And they go for everybody, though. Like men, women, but I don't know what that lady think about. She just kind of, she was just going off on that man. It looked like he was security or some shit. But she was just sitting up there, going out, and she jumped up, ran over there in jail.
Hold
up.
Five.
I'm talking about when she slapped him, she slapped the fuck out of him, though.
Like open hand.
That shit said, hi-ya.
It was dead.
Anybody else with a buckle? Real talk though. Anybody else with a buckle?
With a buckle like
and then she slapped him. She hit him that hard. And then
his
first reaction was just.
Like, you could tell that was a reflex reaction, bro. Like
the one of them pow-pow.
Yeah.
That's how that shit was.
Like, this shit was so quick though. I'm talking about she flew back.
Yep.
She just fall. That bitch flew back.
Now that's the one time I'm glad somebody had a camera rolling. Cause some people need to see that lesson. Keep the goddamn hands off of
her. She could have easily got up and went and lied to the police. He hit me.
Yeah, she could.
You know how y'all know how
can't record, y'all.
Y'all exactly. Y'all know how easy and simple that is. He hit me. That's all it takes.
He knocked shit
out of him. Yeah, I hit the bitch, but that's a why.
It looked like he knocked
that would have been my response to the police. Yeah, I hit the bitch, but that's a why.
It looked like he knocked some sense into her because she got her ass up and went on by the bitch.
She walked
all that. By the business, you just done with it after that.
Hey, that bitch had her head on her face.
Thank God for the cameras on that incident.
She had to be drunk, not the ass.
She had
to
be. She came off.
She was dating like a
mother. No, she came off of her feet. She came off her feet like
that.
And how she got hit, she was just flying back.
Into a dude.
I said, God damn. I said, he knocked off her feet.
We got a hand right.
I said, damn.
God.
But
yeah, that shit
was
crazy.
Glad camera rolling on that one, but
that's when you need the camera rolling.
That's when you need the camera rolling. All the other shit,
you let that shit ride, man.
And
like,
make sure you record your cameras out there, because I enjoy watching them.
Oh
cameras.
My god, especially when they get that karma.
Oh, what?
I fall in a deep ass rabbit hole.
Nigga, that's been me for the last 3 days.
What?
Karen video.
Good, I go home on break every day. You hear me?
They know
you hear me?
You know that they consider it like like getting rid of the name Karen because people don't
want to
name their child Karen.
Well, y'all brought this shit on yourself that day. Karen. Karen and Kevin. Well, is it Kevin?
Yeah, Karen.
Yeah, Karen and Kevin.
And then they got to the point where they just start calling them a male Karen on the video. Yeah. I said, damn, get that guy there, bro. I love the video, bro.
Oh,
I love it. That and the video.
I got baby watch that shit.
And Thief Pie, Porch Pie.
That shit be out there.
Porch Pie video where they get caught. Yeah, them niggas who run up on your porch steal your package.
Oh, I see one. He had that damn. Some kind of device in it.
Shit blew up.
Yeah.
I
seen when
nigga
walked out with an AR.
I saw that one. Okay.
Put my goddamn shit back.
He said, put it back right now.
Put it back right now.
That nigga has some shit they fall in and they was wrong with.
That bitch looked like it was so heavy to him that he can't
watch it. He was white on that ass. He
watched them on that camera.
Yeah, he watched them on the ring. That ring.
Yeah,
I
fall into a deep rat hole with that shit every time.
And then walked out that door so smooth, put my shit back right now.
Right now.
He
black.
Yeah, the car, you see the car in the background pulling off on his ass.
Ooh, I said, yep. That's what we need cameras for, people. Let's put them cameras
shit
down
like that,
when all the crazy shit going on. And
like, I like watching the
stop that crazy shit.
Them street knockouts.
Oh, yeah.
But it be like the karma, nigga doing too much shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Somebody might be all up in your face and nigga just come out of nowhere and knock his ass.
I love shit like that. Hey, you ever seen a knockout in person? Like a street knockout?
I seen a nigga. That shit hurt my mouth.
We seen a nigga get knocked out at the AMC one night, and the nigga, he did some Jet Li type shit. He punched that nigga, he said, "Bow!" He caught that nigga head, and you know they got them big ass red beams out there in front. Caught that nigga head, just said, "Yeah!" But just slid on. I said, "God damn!"
We never seen no shit like this.
So he was there with another girl, his girlfriend and her family show up, he get caught. So now the niggas in her family like, you cheating on my cousin, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga stopped, turned around,
he
caught that nigga in. Yeah, and we the whole time, like literally,
like, we looking at that shit like,
crap right in that corner. And we standing here like,
I was like, damn, I need the camera for that.
I heard was, I ain't never seen a nigga get knocked out like that.
I said, this boy, that nigga did some moving choreography shit, boy.
That shit was crazy, man.
See, need a camera for that. Then have one day.
Well, I'm gonna teach you stop fucking with folks.
For real. You don't know what these motherfuckers know I am.
Who got a fucking black belt?
You don't know what they know I am.
That nigga
crazy.
Boy, that nigga must have been a third level black belt fool. That
for
shit
real.
But that's the only thing I had with the fucking night, man. Just stop fucking filming every fucking time. Go film your mama again.
If I say go film you, go film your mama.
Damn.
Damn.
I ain't gonna lie though. People need to stop filming their mama more because no video be funny for
them. Hell yeah. Well, hell yeah, but your mama will tell you any goddamn
thing. Y'all saw one where his mama going off on her daughter. Mm-hmm. Y'all hoes ain't shit nowadays. Y'all don't know how to goddamn throw that pussy. Y'all just sit out here and think you're supposed to just get money. They just gonna give you every goddamn thing. These niggas ain't stand y'all stinking asses.
That shit going in. How you think I got your dad?
Yeah, right.
How you think I got your dad? Like, damn.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, damn. Like, snap on them damn mama.
Yeah,
but look though, man, speaking of snapping, man, I need to start snapping on my boy Kyrie.
And not doing and rapping right now.
No.
Not that.
Not hell with you. Y'all keep snapping on that red though.
Not the one rapping.
That shit right. Shout out to boy Elway. But look, Kyrie Irving.
Y'all gotta get off Kanye West too, man. Cause these boys realize he'll speak facts.
Yeah.
And that's really what's wrong with us as a black culture. Like, you gotta think this.
I give them the rundown of what happened.
Okay, so basically, well, everybody know what the fuck Kanye West.
Yeah, we know what's going on.
Man, wait a minute, around like here. But Kyrie Irving made a post. But it was a post of a video of a man.
Hebrews to Negroes.
But he made a post, a video clip, whatnot. So, of course, now, you know, everybody in their feelings. Yeah. And usually when this shit happens, people get in their feelings because somebody else has an opinion or somebody else want to say something.
Okay, dog.
And they feel offended.
So, what's the controversy with the documentary, though? Like, what is it that's so controversial about that documentary that got people up to be like, oh, hold on, you can't do that?
One word. Truth.
What?
The truth. All it is the truth.
What is the truth? What is
tell
it though?
About what?
Like, what, I mean, like, what the hell are you talking about? Like,
supposed to be a video of. I had a little bit to do with like slavery and shit like that.
His shit is, it more like they talking about, in that video I think it's more they talking about how the African male back then was the original, we were the original Jewish people.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think
the Israelites,
that's what's in that video, I believe. I don't know. I ain't seen that motherfucker. But I done, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Seen them talking about it. And that's the only thing I can think about.
So I just that make reading about what they've been talking about.
But I know how Kyrie Irving is, though. Because he,
man,
big
dude
on.
Is big.
He big on that type of people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. He's big on his people. He
so
big
that's why
on his
I
culture.
Just. That's why I think that's what it's
so
they alluding to in
they
that
shit.
They
mad about that shit.
But why, though?
So he has now been suspended.
How long?
Is it a month?
See, yeah. I heard they were talking about.
He got to miss 5 games.
5 games?
Yeah, I think it's like 5 games.
With no pay.
That's fucked up. Nike done dropped
it. Which I
he
feel
wanted
like,
out of this shit anyway, though.
Huh?
He wanted out of Nike anyway. He had been talking about he was pretty much done there. But
after they fucked him over.
But
they
wanted
that
more popular. What was
it, the 7th?
That's one of their most popular shoes on. They were gonna do whatever. They were gonna bag up the money truck for that nigga. But it going on that same thing that he getting the same treatment Kanye West getting, like all that shit counseling and
but
shit.
See what people gotta understand. When you reach a certain bracket financially, there is shit you are allowed to see, you get to see. Hear about it, you get to know about it, you get to be involved if you want to be involved. Like, it's a lot of shit that goes on that we don't know is slowly coming out now.
I feel the same.
Which
know
is basically,
now,
that's what I'm saying. Like, we know now, but if you think about it, motherfucker, we've been brainwashed for ages now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's
fast. We've been brainwashed for ages.
Nigga told us Columbia discovered this bitch. How you discover
how you
shit that already got
something
people on?
That got
exactly. Like, people over here. How you gonna discover that?
You can't discover. Nigga, you discovered a new nigga that you ain't never met. That's
exactly.
It. But they
cause your ass made the fucking wrong turn.
Yeah, but they kind of discovered this land. They walked up on this shit one day and like, hey, shit, this all know. Mm-hmm. You just came and took some shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been brainwashed from the minute we started elementary school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So that shit, it's I don't know, man. It's like everybody's bashing Kanye and Kyrie Irving.
Like I said, with Kanye.
But at the same time, all they doing is speaking the truth.
I feel you.
And they shedding light on, because the girl said that if you want to know who controls you, ask them what you cannot speak about. or either make an opinion about something, you will know who controls you.
Exactly.
You know, he knew that from the jump. But like I said, the only problem I had with Kanye West was, one, you went and apologized. You shouldn't apologize. You should have stood by it. If you said it, you should have just stood by it.
Left it like it was.
Two, you apologized to the Jewish community, but you didn't apologize to the black community, because we felt some type of way with you walking around with a White Lives Matter. Not like me and you had this conversation. Not to say all lives don't matter. It's just...
Was his shit getting taken away when he did that?
No, that's the crazy shit, though. I'm like, but still, though, bro. Me and him talked about it on the lab, so if you had the black community behind you, you might not have been billionaire no more.
True.
But you're going to be rich forever. We'll buy everything
that you got.
You know what I'm saying?
We got you.
You might not be a billionaire, but goddamn, you're going to be worth a couple hundred mil, bro. Yeah. So I'm like... that's the only problem I had with Kanye West. It went with what he said and all this stuff. It was just like, damn, you doing all this apologizing, but you didn't even think about the black community you hurt. But then he did an apology to the black community, and I'm like, oh, so you heard niggas fussing about it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I felt about it. But that's the only problem I had with Kanye, because I can even explain, say whatever the fuck you want to say. You go on goddamn Twitter and shit, motherfucker. It's some motherfuckers on Twitter doing and saying almost anything imaginable.
It's called the first amendment.
You know what I'm saying? And there are no consequences to none of that shit.
That's called the Constitution was never meant for.
We just talked about it. You can put the dead body on the rapper that just got shot. This shit just happened 5 minutes ago. But you can upload that bitch on Twitter. Facebook, Instagram, the very moment it happened, nothing. But the minute one nigga put up a tweet about the doc, he didn't even post the whole, it was just a tweet about the documentary.
Yeah.
And his whole basketball career started to goddamn. I don't like that. That ain't foul.
That is not.
That ain't foul at all. Because worse shit than being said by people.
And then, but here's the crazy part. Hope I can find it. But in the last year, paid tuition for about 9 HBCU students.
Kyrie. Yeah, he do a lot of this. He
gave $1.2 million to the WNBA. For the ones that opt to not play the season. Because, you know, they're going to do that thing, trying to get more money.
Yeah.
Partnered up with Nike to get some of the palaces, shoes and food and stuff like that. Right, he done did a bunch of shit in the last year, but not one time have y'all promoted any of that. Maybe Young Weston ain't mad on ESPN about that type of shit, or what's Steve and A. They be on his ass about that type of shit. He don't give a fuck about how he talk about Kyrie. The only thing that pissed me off was
I don't know if y'all saw it, was Shaq and Charles Barkley the other night on TNT during their show. They on there calling the man an idiot and all that type of shit. I'm just like, bro, that ain't helping shit. Like, I love Shaq though. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like, man, Shaq that nigga, dog.
And then Kanye into it right now.
Yeah, but I love Shaq because Shaq, I mean, he was a dominant basketball player, but after his career was over, he still set himself up to do all the shit he ever want to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you can't even love him like that. But to get on TV and just straight up call another black man an idiot for really speaking some... He didn't speak shit. He just recommended a documentary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they get on TV the other night calling an idiot. They stick by it. Ain't nobody telling them they wrong, except for street people. You know, we get on social media, they start pointing that shit out. Like, damn, Shay, you gotta be like, yeah. That shit only goes so far. Like, social media, anything you put up, you used to put up stuff on social media, and folks be like, yeah. But now, You just see some shit on social media, like, oh, yeah. And you scroll on to the next, see some video. Well, I ain't think about that shit no more.
On to the next one.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that one, nigga, I see you. That's fucked up, but.
Yeah.
All right, my nigga, what's next?
Yeah. So it ain't got the same impact no more. Yeah. I get that. That answered the question from the first time. It ain't got the same impact. But how they doing got we fucked up.
For real.
I thought it was fucked up how they doing. How they doing him and how they did old boy from Boston, that coach. I think that was fucked up how they handled it.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't have put that shit out there. We wouldn't have known that shit.
Yeah,
like, and I don't want to know. And then you put it out there, and then you suspended that nigga for the rest of the year. Like, nobody had to know that shit. And then you could have just pulled that nigga off and be like, all right, bro, we're going to fire your ass. You keep fucking with these girls.
Yeah,
we suspended. Keep on fucking with these girls around here. We're going to fire your ass.
Sound like a real ass out there.
That's all you had to do, though. Like,
real ass G on that shit right now, bro. Goddamn, fire the shit out your ass. All
right. With your cut tie, bro. Yeah, but they put the shit out there. We didn't ask to know about all this, see?
We didn't ask for none of that.
Like, damn, y'all put that out there not thinking about this man's fiance, they child, or none of that shit, huh? Okay. What happened to keeping this shit internal?
So do you feel like part of it was because of who the fiance was?
I think it was just Boston Celtics being salty, bro. That they found out.
Whoever that media person is.
I believe they got blackmail.
All I know is.
That's what I know.
But
I think that woman went to them and said, hey, y'all gonna give me this and y'all gonna say this happened, or I'm gonna goddamn come out with it. Because it would have been more damaging if she comes out with it, with the story saying, what his name, Emmett Udoki, whatever fucking name is. Boston Celtics head coach, Emmett Udoki. That would look like E-M-E-E-M-A, some shit, Emmett Udoki. But if she come out and say that shit, it more damaging to the whole brand than them coming out and saying, no, there was something happening, such and such, such and such. Yeah, because that way she ain't got to come out. We still don't know who the fuck she is. Right. Think about it.
We don't
know who the fuck she is.
That is true.
You feel me? And so she could have been like, hey, this happened. I'm going to come out with the story, or y'all can just give me this and then make say this happened like this.
Yeah.
Because she worked for them now.
Yeah.
That's a class action lawsuit, yeah, bro. That's a big ass right. lawsuit.
You right.
I think that whole thing was orchestrated to be like, all right, she got them shaking her down, so we got to throw that nigga up under the butt. We got to. How they looked at it, they didn't have to, but they could have been like, hey, man, she got them. But you got to have proof of blackmail. You
need it. Unless they said, fuck that, we'll come out with it first.
That could have happened, too. They could have just been like, we'll come out with it first.
You
shouldn't have said shit to me first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they're going to have to spend it to make sure that the brand don't be tarnished by it. That's why he look like such a villain. You know what I'm saying? Because for all we know, I ain't saying...
He is a villain, shit. He alone.
But still, though.
Back to what I was finna say.
Him and that woman should be villains together. They knew what they were doing.
True. Fuck up who?
He on that bullshit. Fucking with my girl. Like,
right.
Like, straight up.
Hey, man.
Hashtag
history.
Celebrity
crush. Throughout history, all them women get cheated on, bro. I love
damn, that my girl,
though. Beyonce got cheated on. That nigga looked like a camel and he went and cheated on Beyonce. Think about that,
I'm mad at everybody got cheated out. Why the fuck y'all cheat?
Yeah.
For real.
Is she gonna happen?
Right, is she just gonna happen?
Right.
That's living the life they live. That man was on the road every day. Right, the NBA schedule ain't no joke. Why you think all the NBA players got like 8 different children from 7 different women? So that's a different woman every city. Is they some of them, I don't know about new generation, but you know
Christian,
the old generation.
Wasn't
like,
Christian?
Well, that nigga having
he
children
didn't need
everywhere.
To fucking stop.
Yeah,
just
man.
Stop.
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, Tristan.
Yeah.
Damn, just stop.
He
having
children.
They catch you every goddamn time you go out of them.
Every time.
Every time you go out of them, they catch you.
For one thing,
they
right. For one thing, for one
they
thing,
be phone ready.
Oh, they him.
For
they
one
him.
Thing,
yeah,
the nigga yeah. Damn near 7 feet. You don't stick out everywhere you goddamn go. Like,
can't miss it.
Yeah.
Look at that big ass nigga. Look.
Right.
I see it.
But yeah, but how the New York Knicks doing Kyrie Irving, I don't like their organization anyway. I don't really. You see they fired Steve Nash, but they shouldn't have even hired that nigga.
And brought Boston Coach
Tony. They snatched him right on in there. Like,
right on up.
But they looking at it like you 1 hour anyway though, bro. That where he come from, he was on their coaching staff.
Yeah.
They like, man, you 1 hour anyway.
Come on.
Bro. You already know what's going on over here.
We been waiting on you to finish up. Come on.
They probably hate that they let that happen in the first place. They should have hired him. But they ownership. New York, the Brooklyn Knicks, they ownership. I'm looking at him like, why you just, like this shit happened about a week or two ago, now you just deciding to spin and say something. And I'm like, bro, he's a smart basketball player. Just pull him to the side and be like, look, man. Like, I get you got your own opinion, but come on, dude. Let Jeff focus on winning the championship. That's all you gotta say. Let Jeff focus on winning the championship. You ain't gotta dive deep into it. Just like, come on, let's bring it back into championship mode. You gotta talk sports to the nigga. But that's what we do. In your head, you think, nigga, I'm paying you a whole bunch of goddamn money, boy. I need you to. They ain't looking good.
But that shit ain't even valid. They don't got nothing to do with sports, though. And then how they should see it. They ain't got shit to do with that.
Exactly.
Right.
So what play we
running?
Right.
Man, these folks got pissed about this shit. Jewish community, man. Hey, you know that we done seen all walks of community go through some shit now? You know, they had the Asian rights movement. Mm-hmm. Now it's all about the Jews. Like, all this shit. I'm telling y'all, this shit ain't by coincidence, man. This some global conspiracy shit if I ever seen one, bro.
Who it coming from?
The Illuminati. They working overtime, bro.
Hell nah.
What I tell you, Tim?
They clocking in. They got mayhem going on all over the world, bro.
They got this bit lit right now.
Think about it, all the racial community that had their mama where they done went through something where they just now they really stressing. They tried to give it up with the Black Lives Matter shit.
We been stressing it though.
You run the world, but it only goes on in one country.
Call, dog.
And it's here.
Call, bro. Hey, if motherfucker ain't recognized
yet, you feel what I'm saying?
This the place you want to control. Because everywhere else there is no control.
None.
You know
what
I'm
saying? But whatever you control.
Over here, you can control everything. Like, yeah. we can manipulate this shit the way we want to do it. Everywhere else is kind of like, nah, but it's gonna blow our ass up. Nigga, Russia been fighting with a country for damn near a year, it feel like, you feel me? And it hasn't got no further than what they did when they started that war. You know what I'm saying?
Just
like, they just fighting in a cycle process. Like, what the fuck? So, like, you can't walk over there and try to control no shit. You can't even control that own situation that's going on. So, America, though, you got the comfort of being bordered by nothing but water on both sides. You feel? You can control everything in this vicinity. You got a whole fucking piece of land out here that is yours. Hell, you even control what flowing to Mexico and in the Canada. Really?
Yeah.
So, like. That's it. You get the control. You got out. That's the place, motherfucker. That's the reason why people come over here. Because it's just like, boy, I got to get over there. I got to
get over that old shit.
Boy, there's some shit popping off over there.
Control some shit over there.
So, that's all it is, bro. Control. Today, boy. Speaking of control, please control yourself and go vote. Please go vote. Please go vote. Because we do not need a running back with CTE in the damn Senate seat.
Bruh.
We do not need that shit.
Y'all put that goof ass nigga in
the seat. We do not need that shit.
That's right.
Please go vote.
Bruh.
That nigga, that one is
true. I promise you. Say this right here, right now. That nigga end up in that seat. I promise you. Yes, a podcast gonna end up international for real. Yeah, I'm gonna have to come fly out so we can do a show call. Leave this bitch. I am not. No.
Control yourself and go vote.
Leaving all the motherfucking country.
Y'all know how I feel like politics. I don't like none of them. And when I say none of them, I mean none of them.
But still go put your
opinion. If I had a choice, it damn sure wouldn't be Herschel Walker. I'm just going to tell you like, straight up like this. Nah, that nigga don't strike me as somebody I want sitting in them. Represent me, nigga. I don't know what you talking about.
For real.
But, yeah.
I saw a video of a nigga standing in the middle of the hat.
When he was dancing.
Oh, yeah, Jeff. Talking about some head. Jeff been working out. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah. He couldn't get it worse out. Hey, yeah. You know, cause see, what you gotta do is, cause see, I just finished working out, and once you finish that workout, you know, see, you got to have that, and then when you do that, that nigga ain't saying shit. I'm like,
what
man.
What are you talking about?
Man,
man. Please don't let that man get in there. Let's get Herschel Walker out of the way and get one off back in, and let's get Stacey Abrams.
And they even say he crooked.
I don't know.
Look,
I
used to
bro.
I know it. I'm like, bro, why are we even?
They just stay alive.
Better they do, bro.
Stay alive and hope for me. I'm so serious.
You're right, though. You're right. Bro, they alive and hope for the damn bed.
Because the way it looked,
shit.
Herschel Walker, he was in the lead by a little bit.
Man.
About Louis, but then, you know, it ain't no good, you know, they're doing the early
vote. Yeah, they're early vote.
So, like, once real, like, the day count.
Yeah. Like, vote like myself, I like to go to day of. Yeah, I'm out of early vote.
So,
I want to go to day of vote.
But with Stacey Abrams, we really need to get her in.
Yeah.
I think, like, Georgia need that change, bro. It's been the same since we were children. Think about the leadership and the way it really it's decades ago, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Time to change it. But I will say this, the further south you drive, boy, all them niggas vote for Kemp. All that shit down there. All of that is vote for Kemp. I ain't even gonna bullshit. Nigga, they got the big ass billboards on the side of the road. Like, I'm talking about, you can't help but to look at it like, oh damn, they vote for Kemp. Them the places when we was going down there that we did not stop and get gas in. We floored that bitch. We got on. Which Florida ain't no better because they got a cricket dude down there named DeSanto. Whoever he ran. That nigga, he one of them dudes who, he enforced that he put a law in that said for stricter voting, people who done had like sentences and all this.
Yeah.
Okay, so some of them people got cleared to vote legally.
Right.
But when it show up on paper, it don't say nothing about they cleared the vote and they done voted. So it looked like they committed voting fraud. So he having all them people locked up. So like the police, the police even pissed off though, because they gotta go execute these warrants on people who.
Who
cleared the vote,
right?
But in the system, it's legally saying that they can't vote.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the police, they got clips of that shit. Police talk to the man like, look, police straight out hit my said, man, this is fucked up. But look, we gotta do it. Just come out, you know what I'm saying? So like, a lot of people out there, man, he wanted them Republican governors and shit. Like it's time for all this shit to change, you feel?
Yeah.
So people like that, and you can't change people's mind who think like this.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The people who think like
that. Gonna be set in their way, bro. Right,
you
got some people like that that
yeah.
gonna be setting
their
way.
But if anything shows you in the presidential election, right, yeah. the state of Georgia can't flip. You know what I'm saying? They went. Yeah. They weren't expecting all the niggas in the metro city.
Why they was not?
It's a bunch of motherfuckers. It was a bunch of motherfuckers up there. Like that's majority of the vote. You hear? Yeah. All these rural areas scattered out. Man, there ain't that many goddamn votes in them areas. Dog, it's a bunch of them areas, but there ain't that many votes.
Yeah.
Fucking metro area, every goddamn body is up there. And they just like, when them niggas go vote, bro, that shit wreck shit. Cause in the presidential election, when you saw them vote Trump high, he was like, man, ain't that many niggas voted in Atlanta. Y'all crazy. Nah, niggas, them niggas vote.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to stop them folks from passing out water and all types of shit. Nigga, we don't want no water, nigga. Hell, we don't want no water. Stop a nigga from passing out water. like, we gonna get there and be like, oh, nah, nigga, they ain't giving out free water. We ain't gonna vote him.
He's
so goofy,
ass
guy. But, so, you know, when the metro area start voting, I'm pretty confident that Herschel Walker won't be coming out the huddle winning the damn Sunday.
I'm telling you, bro, Malik's got that
push. I feel what's another great?
See, it's just so crazy because they say Atlanta right now is the place to move to.
Yeah.
They say more cars, everything cheaper than anywhere else.
And it's now.
I look at it like it ain't cheap.
Oh, yeah.
And it's now.
It's now your West Coast. Cali and all that shit.
It's now.
Cali, y'all.
It's like now your West Coast.
New York, yeah.
People moving, they like it, man.
New York is very expensive. It's been very expensive. And California.
It's cheaper now. It's crazy up there, no.
Yeah, and in California.
So they were like a lot of
all
that
places. Shit been high.
They looking at what they can spend $200,000 on downhill.
They
were
everybody
compared
come
to
out
here.
Oh, shit.
They were everybody come their way and buy
have
property.
Have you seen the
rise
of them damn house?
Man, them fucking houses is beautiful.
Huge.
Yeah, I saw one. This shit said 193,000. That motherfucker. I said, man, no damn way that high a car by $1 million.
Right.
Man, my homegirl out there, she a realtor. Yeah, she was showing. What was
getting kind of rough though.
She was showing an apartment. Apartment was big as fuck.
Well, apartment.
Yeah, she was showing an apartment out there in Houston. That shit big as fuck.
It looked nice out
there.
I just be like, where all the trees there? You ain't seen them subdivision in Houston? Ain't no fucking trees. Where the trees at? Just wondering, like, where the fuck is the tree? I want one tree, bro.
Ain't
cut my electricity bill in half if the tree is shade boiling. Think about this shit when you go look for a new tree.
But
that's what it is, man. That's a good topic, though, Bob.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, get that man back on the court 5 games. He shouldn't even be sitting out no games.
My nigga, I always produce when he on the court. Ain't no slack in it.
That's tripping, that shit, though.
Y'all tripping, man. Y'all ain't trying to win.
They don't
even
want to play no more.
Hey, man, I don't really like...
Give me my money.
Right.
I don't like... Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say this real quick. I don't like KD as a person, but I like him as a hooper. Because of the bullshit he did to get the championship. It's all good.
Man,
he got him. Nah, I'm just saying, like... Yeah, anywho,
he took the easy way
out of the game.
He left go. He left
on the KC.
Nigga, I did that though. Yeah, I ain't got no ring. I'd be like, I want ring.
That's just the competitor in me, cause you just, I had you down 3-1 and you come back and whoop my ass and win. Nah, I gotta have that. I got to see you next year. I'm not finna come join you the very next year. I'm not finna do that. But anywho,
I will say this though. I'm going to get my ring.
Look, that was just like a phone my homegirl.
I'm going to get it.
She's like, at a church, cash out me $10,000. Would you send it?
Nope. God gave me that money. Right. God did. Call DJ Khaled. He going to say God did.
Both going to be in hell. Girl, I ain't
finished. I be in here telling the damn story. Well,
that I said, God did.
I'm like, look what happened. Look, they sent me $10,000. What I'm supposed to do? I said, praise
as
God.
As you can see, I did not request any of
it. Any of it.
I did not do the request.
Hell no. I'd have been like, that God.
Right.
It was just like, ding. I was like, whoa. Ooh. I was like, okay, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I want it back. Okay.
I'm disabled. I'm
disabled.
I'm
disabled.
I'm got
to turn that bitch off and go to turn it on.
I got
to
phone over there. Like, boy, you'll never get that back.
You ain't never
get
that back.
Thank you.
Great
Lord.
Like, I ain't even know that.
What's your name? Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Automatically, like,
cancel
it. That shit got to go through a process. You ain't get that back.
Yeah. Nigga, send me $50. Think you're going to get shit back. And I don't know you. That's the way it goes, people. I don't make rules. It's just how shit go. Anyway, dope ass topic. Time to get to the point where you shy and social media. Tell you, you ain't been here in 12
months. Everybody been out here in these streets.
At bodyhoney.bysteady. That's on Instagram and Facebook. I do got 2 spots open up for this month, so let me know if y'all. You can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy Smoke Shop on Instagram and Facebook.
Just type it in, it'll pop up. It'll pop up.
Black Friday sale for the guys.
Boom. As always, check us at DGSA Podcast on Instagram. Check me out at Showboy 82 on Instagram. Check the brand page out, Green Ignorance. Got some dope stuff coming out for Thanksgiving holidays and all that type of stuff. And check it out. A lot of dope shit over there. Go ahead, cool pop.
Man, you already know, man. It's Crunch Cuz, man. You already know. Yes, Lord. He's damn near on the way. He's damn near finished. Woo! There's a lot of shit going on. Just a little prototype.
Damn right, it's a little prototype.
They're gonna hate.
He ain't on the shirt.
They're gonna hate. So yeah, been off the grid. Get ready to come back on the grid. So y'all stay tuned for that IG and TikTok. Fuck with that Twitter a little hard.
So Elon Musk just bought Twitter, didn't he? Did he buy Twitter?
Yeah.
And I heard he's gonna charge for it.
They charge you $8 a month to get a blue check.
Yeah, to get a blue check.
A blue check. They didn't
verify your account. I be knowing.
I'm good.
I don't really post that anyway. I just look at shit.
Yeah. So then I won't be doing Twitter like that.
Nah, that's just only if you want to get your check verified. You ain't got to get your check verified. You can go on with Twitter. They just doing $5
a month. Also, the ones who already got the check, if they still want it, they got to pay for it.
Yeah, no problem. But bye, ain't nobody trying to do all that. He fired a lot of them folks over there too. Them folks mad too, why? Cause they say they supposed to get like a 60-day something. They suing him.
Yeah, what it is?
I did not know that nigga got sued into buying Twitter. That's some genius ass shit right there.
Hell yeah.
He flexed about buying it. And they got everything prepared, and he bagged out. So they sued him. So the judgment awarded Twitter, and like, you see, Elon Musk, you gotta buy them for whatever they estimate they price to be. He just like, he's been like, damn, man, I got legally, I have to buy this shit. Right. So all the folks are like, yeah,
That cold ain't it, man. But at the same time, though,
is it cold? Because he was seriously talking about buying it, and them folks went through every process to set all of that shit up. Like, this ain't no just normal company, though. This is a social media platform.
Like, say I want that high, and you go through the process of trying to get that damn high, you don't get it.
Yeah,
now,
but,
I don't want it no
more. Yeah, but your house ain't in every single goddamn home.
Hey, man, we've been doing that whole no show in this bitch.
That shit went interesting, though.
It really was, bro. I will sue you.
And you to come buy my Toyota, nigga.
That's
some genius shit right there. Anyway, man.
Oh, man.
This is the
PSA
podcast. Y'all know what time it is.
Oh, my God.
We are out.